Welcome to Lanyap. I'm KEDM News Director Bob Lennox. Joining me today, Executive Director of the YMCA, Chris Peeler, and Program Director of the Y, Brianna Lures. Thank y'all for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
All right, so a big event coming up this Saturday. It's the YMCA's Family Fun Day that's going to be happening. So, Brianna, Saturday from 10 to about 11:30?
That's correct. We're going to be at the Beeden Harm Museum and Gardens. The families can come and they can pre-register with us this week, or they can just show up. It's a $10 fee for the entire family, and they'll get an opportunity to tour the house, tour the gardens, go to the Coke Museum, have a Coke in a bottle, and make some fun family Valentine's Day crafts.
Yeah. Having a Coke and a smile. Huh? Yeah. All right. Well, with the families, and of course, you're encouraging families with young children to attend. So what kind of age ranges?
We're looking for 3 to 10-year-olds, but we're flexible. We understand that not every family has that age range. So we encourage them to bring everybody in the family.
All right. Have you previously had Family Fun Days, or is this the first time?
No, the family programming is new to the YMCA, and we're very excited. This isn't the only event that we're going to be having. This is the first event of many for the year. We're also going to be doing some family campouts for the weekend at a local camp, and we also have our Healthy Kids Day event that'll be happening in April as well. So there's a lot happening for families and their kids this year.
Yeah. Chris, Family Fun Day happening at the Beeden Harm. How did you come about in partnering up with them for the event coming up Saturday?
Well, we were looking around for a venue for our first family event, and we were lucky enough to have Emily John from the Master Museum on our board. And she said she had worked with the people at the Beeden Harm before and put us in contact with Christy and the education director. So it's all worked out really well.
All right. Now, Brianna, one of the things that the kids will be able to do with the family is a Valentine's craft. You know, talk about, you know, love and appreciation for family members. Really timely with what's coming up Saturday, and probably an opportunity, you know, be hard to find outside of going out and trying to get, you know, a card or chocolates or something like that.
That's right. We've got a little bit for each age group. So everybody will have the opportunity to do all 4 of the crafts for each person in the family. But we've got the we've got a sticker adventure for the kids, for the young ones, and we have a heart magnet project to put together and a keychain. So there's lots of different options for the different age groups, and I think everybody will walk away with something, and they could definitely pass it on for their Valentine's gift. Nothing better than having a homemade gift made with love.
That's true. Chris mentioned that this event really talking about fostering a positive bond between parents and the young children. Is that something that is a local initiative of the Y? Is that part of the national initiative, or, you know, how did that come about?
It's our local interpretation of a national priority. You know, our mission, part of our mission is to build strong families, and one way to do that is to have them doing positive things together. So many of our programs get the kids involved and get parents involved with their kids, that this is just one more way for the families to go out and have some fun and, you know, spend some time together in a little structured environment, but not too structured. Nationally, we do a lot of programs for families. People may remember, used to be called the Indian Guides, and now it's called Adventure Guides.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's something that that many Ys across the country do. But this initiative that we're doing is kind of unique to our Y here in Northeast Louisiana. And as we build, we may add some more things from the National Y, but this is just the first event, and we'll keep adding to it until we have a full slate of things to offer to families.
Yeah. Talking with Chris Peeler and Brianna Lures with the YMCA here in Monroe. And Chris, what do you hope the families will take with them from the event coming up Saturday at the Beeden Harm? What do you hope that they can carry on from this event?
Well, I have a young child, and, you know, as we've gone out and done things like this, and what I hope that families will take away are some of the same things I did, some keepsakes in the crafts. You know, the crafts that the children make will be something the parents can keep and remember that time, you know, as the child gets older. And also, I want it to be memories that the parents take away, positive memories. And something that the kids can learn from. You know, I know that my son always enjoys going to the Beeden Harm Museum, and you know, seeing the gardens and seeing the Coke Museum and having the Coke in the little bottle. And so I'm hoping that parents will be able to spend that time with their kids and take away some positive memories and some keepsakes.
Yeah, like you say, when it comes to these events, you know, just taking the time to go out and, you know, and then they go and you walk away, I guess, with, you know, the, when can we do something like this again?
So. Right. Well, it's in our day-to-day lives are so hectic and it seems like we're always on the go. This is a chance for parents to go and do something with their children, almost to stop and focus on the kids and focus on the time, that hour and a half or however long they're there with their children.
All right. Again, the Family Fun Day coming up this Saturday from 10 to about 11:30 at the Beanhorn Museum and Gardens. And Brianna, you know, we talk about coming away with this thinking, ooh, when can we do something again? Well, there's something, the YMCA Family Olympics that happens, and the Health Day as well coming up in April.
That's right. And then we all, and then also before that, in March, we're going to be having our first camp out with the dad and children, dad and child time in the wild. And so that's going to be a weekend away at camp with the kids. So we've really got activities planned at least once a month at this point throughout the rest of the year to keep the families active and have something to look forward to each month.
All right, Brianna Lewis, Chris Peeler with the YMCA and the Family Fun Day. A number or a website that they can find out more information?
They can reach us at 366-9622 and ask to speak to me, the program director, Brianna Lewis.
All right, just that easy. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.